USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's a world problem, and you do need separation in some cases. You have some areas that are very heavily infected.
President Trump talks about the steps being taken in our country to contain the coronavirus.
And you have some areas that aren't, frankly, but we do need separation for a little period of time in some cases.
As he meets at the White House with the Prime Minister of Ireland ahead of St. Patrick's Day, both leaders wearing green ties.
The President has excluded Ireland from the travel ban. One of the things we have in Ireland is CBP, American Border Security in Ireland. Went through it myself yesterday, and they were asking the right questions, whether people had been to China, things like that. So
the stock market having its worst session since 1987 because of coronavirus concerns. The Dow losing 2,353 points. That's down 10%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Continuing now our coverage of the coronavirus here on USA Radio News, President Trump suspending travel from 26 European countries to the United States for the next 30 days. This ban starting this Friday at midnight. Many schools, colleges, universities across the country canceling classes and closing. Disney closing its California theme parks as a precaution. The Los Angeles Zoo doing the same. Turns out the two TSA officers who tested positive for coronavirus performing pat-downs at San Jose Airport in California, potentially infecting an unknown number of passengers. An American Airlines pilot testing positive for coronavirus, the pilot based out of Dallas-Fort Worth. And the NRA, the National Rifle Association, canceling its annual meeting slated for next month in Nashville, Tennessee, due to concerns over the spread of coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The coronavirus and its impact on the world of sports in our country. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the rundown.
Major League Baseball, the NHL, and the NBA have all suspended their operations because of the coronavirus epidemic sweeping across the United States. Owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, says now's not the time to be thinking about basketball.
This is people's lives at stake. This isn't about basketball. This is a pandemic, a global pandemic. This is something out of a movie.
NASCAR also says the race is on for this weekend in Atlanta, but no fans will be allowed to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And the very latest now on the coronavirus and its impact on the cruise ship industry. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with that angle.
Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Well, if you're talking about a princess cruise, it's going to have to wait because President John Schwartz said there will be no princess cruises for 60 days. Cruises that are supposed to end before the 17th of March or this upcoming Tuesday won't be affected. But Schwartz says princess cruises supposed to continue past the 17th will come to an end at what he calls the most convenient location for guests. And he says an additional generous future cruise credit benefit will be given to people who are supposed to go on a cruise over the next 2 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.